This is the Feet in Two Worlds podcast. I'm Jocelyn Gonzalez. When Americans talk about what they admire most about immigrants, and yes, many Americans do admire immigrants, one thing they point to is how elderly people are supported in cultures from other parts of the world. But it turns out that caring for grandma and grandpa can get complicated when you've been uprooted from your home culture. And immigrant families have the same challenges as many other Americans. The kids grow up, they get jobs, and move away. Family support takes the form of phone calls and the occasional visit. South Asian immigrants often face these problems. Queens, New York has a huge population of immigrants from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and other parts of South Asia, not to mention people of Indian descent who have immigrated from the Caribbean. India Home is a group of community centers throughout the borough of Queens set up to support South Asian seniors. Alex Nguyen and Shruti Penametsa are graduate students at the new school in New York. They visited India Home and found that the centers create a sense of community among a very diverse group of senior citizens.
It's Monday morning at the Sunnyside Community Service Center. About 40 men and women from the Indian Gujarati community gather around a long wooden table to chant a prayer. In India, this is a typical practice to start each day. But this is not India. It's Queens, New York, and the people chanting are all senior citizens.
I'm Alex, and that was Shruti. Today we're visiting India Home, a center for seniors of South Asian heritage.
Uncle, why do you choose to come to India Home?
Because I'm Indian, to start with. So that was enough. If you see something India Home, you say, my God, good, good, very good. You go to the bar, what for? So you come to India so to have a little feeling of India.
And we came here, it's like we like feel like a homely, you know, the all the people, like homely people, talk each other, argue each other, and enjoy together. We do a lot of, you know, the culture program and everything, so everybody liked it.
I like all activity. I like to people also. At least I'm living in myself in the home because my husband passed 10 years ago. So after I find that this is senior group, I came here and I enjoy with everybody, so at least not lonely.
Me and my wife retired at the same time, same day, after 25 years of service. And we are now, after we retired, we joined the India Home. And we enjoying the India Homes, you know, friends. And we all live like one family in India Home.
Shruti, when you first told me about India Home, I was really curious to see what a program for Indian seniors in New York would be like.
Well, I recently moved here from India and was surprised to find something specifically designed for the elderly from my culture in this city. Back in 2008, a Queens-based geriatric psychiatrist named Dr. Vasundhara Kalasapudi was concerned by the lack of culturally sensitive medical and social services for older South Asians in New York. She also missed her own folks and wanted to bring them from India to the States, but her father had dementia. And she felt the cultural and language barriers would be too great for her parents to get proper support here. Dr. Kalasapudi decided to create a space where Indian seniors could find a community and programs that respect their heritage. India Home was born.
We walk into the Sunnyside Community Center for the Monday morning program, and the halls are packed with people greeting each other with hugs. The program room is filled with people deep in conversation or laughing with their friends. I really can't believe there are so many people here, and this is only one of the programs in India Home's four locations in New York.
More than 300,000 Indian immigrants live in New York area. South Asians have been migrating all over the world since the 1800s, reaching Africa, the Middle East, and the Caribbean, as well as North America. Migration to the U.S. really started back in the 1960s. At first, it was limited to the educated elites, the engineers, and the doctors mostly. But in the 70s, it opened up and people of all backgrounds were migrating, including people coming here to study, like me.
My full name is Meera Venugopal, from India, but I moved to the US in 1997 for grad school. I've been working with India Home for the last year or so.
Meera works as the communications and development manager for India Home. She is also an accomplished journalist and professor of creative writing at NYU.
I love the people. You know, I don't have my mom here, and I feel like when I come here, you get the same amount of love and affection that you get back home from your elders.
We learned from Meera that many generations of South Asian migration have resulted in populations of seniors with different needs.
There are people who migrated to the States decades ago. They've settled and built lives here, and now they're aging.
Then there are more recent migrants. They establish themselves here, then they bring their elderly parents over. Many of these parents arrive not speaking English. They haven't worked in the US and have no social security, so they aren't connected with support systems for the elderly. Plus, some are quite poor. They're trying to make a new start here after fleeing economic or political oppression in their home countries.
So basically, you're dealing with a huge population that does not know how to navigate American life.
India Home brings in local therapists, lawyers, and doctors to talk about how to access city or state programs for seniors. They cover issues like financial and legal literacy, immigration and citizenship, elder abuse, and current events.
Okay, so we just heard the morning chant, and it looks like another program is about to start.
Sorry for the interruptions and all that going on. Sorry for that.
One second.
And it's for happiness. That's it. I don't want to say more because it's going to go off of you. Thank you so much.
There are also wellness and enrichment programs. Usha Bharat Shah, one of the seniors we met at the Kew Gardens Community Center, takes us to a typical morning of programming.
Here in Kew Garden, from 9:15 to 10:10, it is Ayurveda classes. There she is preaching very good about food and Ayurveda related. And then from 10:15 to 11:15, it is Gita classes. It is going on, but today I want to go somewhere in this period, so I have not attended that. Then after that, 11:30 to 12:30, it is yoga.
Both Ayurveda and Gita are centuries-old features of Hindu culture. Ayurveda is a herbal health practice to create balance in the body. And Gita is a sacred Hindu scripture. But it's yoga time now.
Next one, Tadasana. Slowly, slowly go up, use inhale. One, two, three, four. Straight your arms.
And at 12:30, lunch. We learned from spending a few lunches at India Home that their meal program is very popular. They cater to many different dietary customs, including vegetarian, halal, and Jain, which is a particular type of vegetarianism.
Same thing we are getting, salad, yogurt raita, roti, rice, vegetable and dal. We are getting same thing. But if it is spicy, I'm not eating.
Hear that? Not all Indians like things spicy.
Yes, India Home actually has to cater to a pretty diverse clientele. And mixing different subcultures can be tricky.
How so?
For example, I'm a Hindu. So I don't eat beef, but my friend who is a Muslim cannot eat pork. While we can still sit at the same table for a meal, it is very hard for me to imagine my grandmother doing the same. So India Home has to respect these differences.
And even though it's called India Home, not everyone here is from India. Some are from other parts of the Indian subcontinent, such as Bangladesh and Nepal.
And some are from the Caribbean countries, including Guyana, where there are large, well-established Indian communities. For these seniors coming to the US actually was their family's second migration.
So that's why Usha, who's of Gujarati background, seemed pretty proud when she talked about how she feels a bond with the Guyanese, despite their language differences.
I think so. These Guyanese people are so kind and so, interactive as a family. And their culture is Guyanese people culture is also like India. Everybody's telling, oh, our forefathers are from India, That English is little different. Different means what we say spellings, what we say. Sometimes we use one A or one E. They are using two A, two E's like that. Otherwise, everything they sing Hindi bhajans, they write in English, but every bhajan is like Hindi bhajan.
Bhajans?
Religious songs. That's a tradition they share. You know, forming connections like that, I think it's really important in helping these seniors deal with the isolation that some of them feel when their grown children end up moving away.
Yeah, many American seniors have that too. But Meera, the communications manager, made me realize it's an even bigger deal for Indians.
In India, we don't live these separate lives like they do here. Like we live with our, you know, with our parents, with our grandparents. We have a lot of intergenerational communication and many, many opportunities to hang out with your grandma or your aunt or somebody, right? But here, I feel this life is so segregated here. Like there's such strong generational gaps in America.
For Usha Aunty, this means she doesn't get to see her youngest son and his family much, just on special holidays and vacations.
My younger one, previously he's nearby, and from 3 years he moved to Dallas. Just Diwali gone, we are there for 4 days to celebrate with them. Sometimes they have time, they have vacation, and they don't have to go anywhere else. We spend that time together. I like to live here because here we have all five. We are not driving. Me and my husband, nobody is driving. So by train, bus, wherever we are able to go, we are going. So I like New York.
While Usha Aunty prefers living in New York and puts up with the distance from her son, Raghuveer Bhatti wishes he was living with his son in Chicago.
I have one son. He comes first. Nothing else comes first. What joy he gives me. There is no commodity which can give me because I lost my wife, so I'm alone. So it's a very big thing.
Having lost the people close to him, Mr. Bhatti says India home is the next best thing.
And it gives him, firstly, I can speak in my language. I go to other centers also, but there we speak in English and I'm very comfortable. Not that I'm not comfortable there. I'm very comfortable in those centers also, but language is a one barrier. And here, we speak in our own language, and I get a chance to speak in my language. Otherwise, I don't have any chance to speak with anybody except telephone.
As important as it is for the seniors to feel the comfort of their culture, it also makes a huge difference for them to be able to interact with people who are the same age and of the same generation.
Most important is that we sit together, bunch of friends, and we talk about America, about India, and exchange our views. We are very much interested in politics. So we are more talk about politics, what is happening in India, this party, this state, that state. That is our main. And secondly, when we talk, we also keep an eye how the progress is going on, where they are going wrong or where they are going right.
And it's not just the seniors who form new familial bonds here. This is staffer Meera again.
So when I came here and I met these people and they took me to their heart so quickly, you know, so I love coming here. It's like my little dose of, you know, mommy love.
Apparently, today isn't just any day at India Home.
Today we have Diwali celebration, so after one we are celebrating Diwali. So I'm going to talk about Diwali, and then we have some sweet and ice cream and that, and then we will play music and we will dance and enjoy.
Anyone that wants to come down and learn a few steps, come on down. Si quieren aprender los pasos, vengan por favor.
Diwali is one of the most important Indian festivals. This is the first year India Home members are planning and hosting their own Diwali celebration, and Alex and I were lucky enough to be a part of it. Again, Usha Aunty.
Diwali festival is festival of lights. Lights brings us light in our life too, right? It brings the happiness. It is the happiness and light festival for us.
Back in India, Diwali is celebrated with all your loved ones. It speaks to the closeness that India Home members have with each other, that they went to so much effort to be able to celebrate together. And while the festivities may be a shadow of what they might have had in their home country, they're creating an India Home tradition now with new family.
When I picture the colorful map that shows all the different cultures and ethnicities in New York City, I see the India Home community as a true gem. It shows how New Yorkers can support their different cultural communities, and especially the people within these communities that can be more vulnerable. I can't help but wonder about other immigrant groups and how they get by.
It's true. I can't imagine what it must be like to enter this challenging stage of life away from home, away from your community, your family, and your culture. Thinking about the number of people from my country in this situation breaks my heart. But knowing that India Home exists gives me some comfort. On our visits, I felt as though I really was back in India. I felt like I was home.
This story was produced by Alex Nguyen and Shruti Penametsa as part of the Telling Immigrant Stories course at the New School. Our editor was Rosalind Tordesillas, and our associate producer was Stephanie Rodriguez. Rachel Bongiorno is managing editor of Feet in Two Worlds, and John Rudolph is our executive producer. I'm Jocelyn Gonzalez. The music in this episode is by Sudeep Ghosh and Patrick Grant. Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. Our supporters include the Ralphie Ogden Foundation, the David and Catherine Moore Family Foundation, and listeners like you. Support our work. You can make a contribution on our website at fi2w.org. Feet in Two Worlds is a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.